Brilliance Audio.
Keeper of Enchanted Rooms by Charlie N. Holmberg. Performed by Amanda Lee Cobb, Graham Halstead, and Nicholas Bolton. Doctrines of Magic. Augury. Soothsaying, fortune-telling, divination, luck. Repercussion, forgetfulness. Associated mineral, amethyst. Psychometry. Mind-reading, hallucination, empathy, intuition. Repercussion, dulling of senses. Associated mineral, azurite. Conjury. Creation, summoning of natural components. Repercussion, loss of equal worth to summoned object. Associated mineral, pyrite. Necromancy, death-life magic, life force, disease, healing. Repercussion, nausea. Associated mineral, turquoise. Wardship, shielding, protection, spell-turning. Repercussion, weakening of physical body. Associated mineral, tourmaline. Element, manipulation of fire, water, earth, or air. Repercussion, fire, chill. Water, dryness. Earth, vertigo. Air, shortness of breath. Associated mineral, clear quartz. Alteration, shape-shifting, changing, metamorphosis. Repercussion, temporary physical mutation. Associated mineral, opal. Communion, translation, communication with plants, animals. Repercussion, muteness, tinnitus. Associated mineral, selenite. Hysteria, manipulation of emotions, pain. Repercussion, physical pain, apathy. Associated mineral, carnelian. Kinetic, movement, force. Repercussion, stiffness, lack of mobility. Associated mineral, bloodstone. Chaocracy, manipulation of chaos, order, destruction, restoration. Repercussion, confusion. Associated mineral, obsidian. Prologue. May 17th, 1818. London, England. Silas took up the brush and started smoothing Mary Bell's coat, even though the stable hands had already tended her. It was late, the sun long since set, and most of the servants had already turned in. But Silas liked being out in the stables. He'd gotten used to the smell. There was something peaceful about the animals who stood and endured their confined spaces with little complaint, just as he did. The horse in the next stall over nosed the back of his head, blowing warm air over his neck. Smiling, Silas reached back and stroked the velvet between the animal's nostrils. "I'll get you next." He ran the short bristled brush over Mary Bell's flank, inhaled the scents of horseflesh and hay, relaxed as much as his 16-year-old frame would let him. A few lights still shined through the house windows. He imagined his mother was having her hair wound into curling papers right about now. He should turn in too. His new arithmetic tutor would be arriving early tomorrow to train him for Oxford, or maybe Cambridge. He heard the sound of another horse walking before he picked up the stuttering gait of the man leading it. His stomach tightened. He glanced to the back of Mary Bell's stall, enough room to squat down and hide, but if he was seen, there'd be no opportunity to escape. Instead, Silas set the brush aside and carefully unlatched the stall door, hoping to sneak around back and enter the house through the servant's door. He'd almost made it into the shadows when his father's voice called,
"Who goes there?"
Silas cringed at the slurred words. His father was drunk. But if he kept walking, his father might think him one of the staff.
"Silas!"
he barked. Dread filled Silas's gut as he turned.
"Want me to help you with the horse?"
He had a sliver of luck in his blood, inherited from his grandmother. He prayed it would cooperate with
Sample complete. Ready to continue?